Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Look at you shining brightly. I'll follow you home. High in the sky, look at you shining brightly. I'll follow you home. I will follow you. I will follow you all the way home. I will follow you. I will follow you all the way home. There have been days when I've lost my way, and you blow the shadows away. There have been days when I've lost my way, and you blow the shadows away. I will follow you. I will follow you all the way home.
Is steeped in blues, folk, and traditional country, blended in her Americana trademark sound. With seven CDs to her name, Vicki Emerson is a native of Elmwood, Wisconsin, the UFO capital of the world. With the help of acclaimed producer Matt Patrick, Vicki enlisted the talents of Steve Gould, Ian Allison, Jake Armerding, Aaron Fabrini, and Steve Bosmans, and her new CD, Wake Me When the Wind Dies Down, became reality. In Matt Patrick's words, her classic sense of songwriting permeates this album, but with a boost of vigor and feistiness. It charters both new and old waters of Americana music, which haven't yet been heard by Vicki Emerson fans. I believe this to be her best record to date, and am honored and humbled to have been asked to be part of it. Vicki now calls the Twin Cities home, and you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another episode, and we're not live in the studio tonight because I'm at open mic this evening in Oakley, and so that means it's our Twin Spin show, and starting out with Vicki Emerson. As you know, Minnesota Homebrew is produced in the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and also played on another amper station, KKWE in Callaway, every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. So, that means we need another tune here by Vicki Emerson. The first one was titled Follow the Moon, and the second one, September Midnight, both from that CD that we mentioned, Wake Me When the Wind Dies Down.
September midnight, stars burning bright, silence descending, holding you tight. No words are spoken, we've said them all. Another fire has come and gone. The years they pass, a give and take, try the best we can. Isn't love just letting go again and again? You are not alone tonight. You drift apart, defenses falling here in the dark. The years they pass, they give and take, we try the best we can. Isn't love just letting go again and again, again and again? You are not
Vicki Emerson with September Midnight here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a gentleman who was born in Maryland, spent the summers on his uncle's farm near Oakley, Minnesota, and made the move permanent after spending the winters for several years in Austin, Texas. He's a writer of fascinating story songs and accompanies himself on his vintage Gibson acoustic guitar, but he's also a trained jazz pianist and often performs with his wife, Tanya. He's recorded two CDs, 1995's Out in the Cold and 2003's Ben in the Heartland, and he's planning his next CD as we speak. His name is John Kimball, and he's the proud owner of TJ's Tavern in Oakley, where he hosts an open mic the second Thursday evening of each month from 7 to 10 p.m. From his Ben in the Heartland CD, here's John Kimball with Leaving Minnesota.
catch the trailways on down to New Orleans. Forget that big old suitcase, don't need no winter clothes. Babe, I'll buy you new things when we get to where we're going. It almost feels like stealing when you're heading down the road, leaving Minnesota when it's 20 below. Yeah, leaving Minnesota when it's 20 below. I just stood and watched them go. Now I've stood as much as I can stand. Let's find that warm sun road. But
down in Oklahoma,
still just too damn cold. But crossing into Texas, I got my elbow out the window.
Kimball with Leaving Minnesota, and it was mighty cold last week, so that song should really strike home. I asked John a while back if he'd like to start a three-piece group just to do some original and some cover tunes, but he's quite a busy guy running a bar and doing a lot of farm work in the summer, so I gotta know, but I respect that, John. You're one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and I look forward to your next CD. Well, here's another song by John Kimball from his Out in the Cold CD. This one's titled Fugitives on the Run. You're listening to Homebrew.
It's the end of the road, the end of our world as we know it. We were struggling under some kind of load, just trying like hell not to show it. I'm at the end of my road, and I don't know what's next. struggling against all hope. I only know we've reached the end. We gave it a whirl, but let's face it, girl, we're all wrapped up and done. We're wrong, now love's gone. We're two fugitives on the run. Two fugitives on the run. It's no use trying harder. Some things weren't meant to be. We mix like oil and water, match like a chainsaw and a tree. The shortest distance between our hearts is in the opposite direction. Communication lines, hell, operators, there is ain't no damn connection. We gave it a whirl, let's face it, girl, we're all wrapped up and done. We're wrong, now love's gone. We're two fugitives on the run. Two fugitives on the run. Fugitives on the run. Fugitives on the run. Fugitives on the run. Keep on.
Well, up next on Minnesota Homebrew, Nigel Egg. He's a Brit who invaded Minnesota and luckily stayed here. Singer-songwriter Nigel Egg tours internationally, performing over 150 dates per year, and he's been compared to a bluesy Paul Simon, but taller. His music has a unique and modern sound that reflects a music history that goes back to playing with 70s rock legends Supertramp and Mott the Hoople. My, all the young dudes. He also performs in a duo, Egg and E, with Bobby Ekstrand. Nigel's recorded three albums, 2007's 11702 Main Street, 2010's Big Bang Baby Boom, and 2014's The Blues is Personal. We're going to start out our twin spin by Nigel with a tune titled Back to the Blues.
Back to the blues, blues, how do you do? I've been away, and I've been missing you. The blues was something I tried to lose, but I don't have the power to choose. I'm back to the blues. Back to the blues, it feels like coming home. It warms me up, right down to the bone. I was outside, looking in, my guitar said, "Where?" the blues. It makes me feel clean, makes me want to tell the truth. I don't have the birthright, but I do have the blues.
By Nigel Egg. Now, checking his website, we see that this week he started his tour of Florida. And Friday the 13th, he'll be at the South Florida Folk Festival. And then in January, he heads over to Texas to tour. And then we'll find him back in the Twin Cities on February 23rd. And a busy schedule for Nigel. I'm very envious because I'm kind of marooned up here in Northwest Minnesota being a singer-songwriter, but hey, someone's got to do it. Our second song by Nigel Egg this evening is When I Was You. You're listening to MHB.
Whose picture is this? All cracked and old, caught with your arms around two senoritas down in Mexico. That Clapton t-shirt, that crazy grin, I still remember wearing them when I was you, when I was young. I never walked when I could run. I pushed the engines until they blew. And didn't we laugh and live enough for two when I was you? The wild blue yonder asked you to dance. You burned through money, friends, and women like there was no second chance. The girl that loved you gave up the race. I wear her memory on my face. When I was you, when I was young, I never walked when I could run. I pushed the engines until they blew. And didn't we laugh and live enough for two when I was you? I don't regret it, that never pays. But if you'd bought a piece of land or started up an IRA, it didn't happen. I can't be blue, can't blame myself for being you. When I was you, when I was young, I never walked when I could run. I pushed the engine till they blew. Oh, didn't we laugh and live enough for two when I was you?
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, indeed, and our beer news, as usual, comes from GoMinnesota.com by the beer reporter, evidently, Melissa Turtinen. This was dated December 15th of 2016. Titled, "This is the best brewery in Minnesota according to Yelpers." No, the best brewery in Minnesota isn't one of the big names like Surly. Well, at least according to Yelp reviews. BuzzFeed asked the website for a list of the best breweries in every state based on the number of reviews and star ratings. And Minnesota's favorite brewery is, drum roll please, Junkyard Brewing Company in Moorhead, Minnesota. The Nano Brewery, which became licensed in Minnesota in 2013, has a 5-star Yelp rating with 43 reviews. People say they love the free popcorn in the tap room, the diverse selection and adventurous spirit of the brewers, and the friendly and knowledgeable staff. Junkyard addressed the title of favorite Minnesota brewery in a post on Facebook, thanking its fans for all the awesome reviews. The brewery offers about 10 beers at a time in its tap room, and it's been known to attract a line of people when it releases some of the popular styles in cans. So there you go. Junkyard Brewing Company in Moorhead, and the pictures on the website says they have one called Peanut Butter Bandit. That's got to be a not very hoppy beer. I have had peanut butter porters, and they're interesting. But you got to have a sweet tooth for them, sort of. Well, next on tap, the Riddle Brothers with All the Time on Homebrew.
Every day of my life, I thank the stars for all the things that you are to me. It's you I cherish truly, all the time. When I look in your eyes, I see the sparkle of the jewel.
feel the comfort in my soul that you just bring me. It's you that really moves me all the time. What your love does imply is that my world's complete with you. No worries to me. It's you that makes it groovy.
That was All the Time by the Riddle Brothers, with strong ties to their Southern heritage. The Riddle Brothers play an eclectic acoustic blend of pure Americana, folk, and original songs. Their musical roots originate from living in U.S. cities nestled along the shores of the Mississippi, including Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Moline, Illinois, and Minneapolis-St. Paul. The band features Michael Riddle on guitar and vocals, Charlie Riddle on bass and vocals, and Mark Riddle on vocals. And you can find them at www.riddlebros.com. Here they are again with Lonesome Guitar.
I was far away from home and feeling so alone, when I wandered in a neighborhood bar, in the corner of the room, an old man sang a tune to the music of his lonesome guitar. Just a guy from the hood with a tool of wire and wood, spinning tales of red desire and living in a line of fire. Played the blues like nothing left to lonesome guitar. So I listened through the night in silent TV light, star. Just a guy from the hood with a tool of wire and wood, spinning tales of red desire and living in a line of fire. Play the
listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but purely original tunes by people with a strong connection to Minnesota. You don't have to live here. Maybe you once lived here. Maybe you went to college here. Maybe your mailman's cousin lives here. You send them, we'll play them. That's our motto. If you want to learn how to submit, go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, and click on About. Well, up next, the Erickson's. Our sisters, Bethany, Valentini, and Jenny Kaepernick, who grew up speaking each other's thoughts and knowing each other's hearts. Loss of close loved ones is omnipresent in their songs of pain and loss. Their music has been the telling of that life journey out of darkness to find light unimagined. Their new album, Bring Me Home, is the best and brightest yet, an evocation of the love of family. These songs express what the two sisters embody: joy, survival, heart, and ethereal beauty. Here are the Erickson's with Catching You on the Sidelines.
On the street outside of your house, I've been dreaming of you. I've been meaning to ask you a favor. Street outside of your house, I've been dreaming of you. I've been meaning to ask you a favor. How could you walk so slowly up to me? Could you put your hands on your knees? Could you whisper in my ear? at your window. I'm waiting for your light to come on. I'm waiting for your light to come on. Yeah, I'm waiting for your light to come on. I'm waiting for your light to come on. Oh, you keep coming round.
Bethany and Jenny, the Erickson's, with Catching You on the Sidelines. They played here at our songwriter event, oh gosh, it must have been 3-4 years ago, how time flies, had it at the gazebo in downtown Thief River Falls, and afterward we went out to one of the local drinking establishments, drank some craft beers, and talked about music in general. Just a couple of very, very talented young ladies. We wish them all the luck in the world. And if you want to find them on the internet, you can go to theericksonsmusic.com. We need another song by the Erickson's. Here's Find Yourself a Lover on Minnesota Homebrew.
Ooh. Love you out of my mind, from the back to the front. I love you for all time. I said I love you, baby. I love you out of my mind, from the back to the front. I love you for all time. So go on in, find yourself another. Go on in, find yourself a lover. Becoming gray, said everything is green now. The white has gone away.
Chris Evans and Captain Carl. Together they are Great Uncle Helmer. Here's a duo by them, Xanadu, followed by Lovely Nikita.
Beneath your stately pleasure dome. When will I ever find a place to lie? When will I ever find my way into the summer sky? Oh, Xanadu. Not much time to get back home. There's just a couple days. From this poor traveler's feet, dust can make it hard to walk down old familiar streets. And the ship runs low, and the sky bleeds light, and we go our way in the night. Oh, Xanadu.
Next, Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels. According to the Star Tribune, their incredibly polished yet wholly organic sound can be directly attributed to an interweaving familial-like chemistry that has created an airtight bond among the six players. Here they are with a tune titled Heart Race on Homebrew.
Thank you. Could this heart race, could this heart race to the end of the line? Could you love me, could you love me way you do all the time? Soft wind, take me home to the place that I know. It's just a little further down the road, and I'm sure my heart will grow. Oh, oh. Could this world spin? Could this world spin any faster than it does? We just get older, we just get older. Every day is just the way. Soft wind, take me home to the place that I know. It's just a little. Felt it all the way to my toes. Ask something of me. Oh, please ask something of me. Could this heart rise?
Well, the Velvet Lapels formed back in 2000. Seven, and now it appears for the last couple of years they've reorganized and go by the name of Field Trip. We want to thank you for joining us on Homebrew this evening, and don't forget, whether it's beer or it's music, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's the last song by, here's our final tune of the evening by Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, titled Just a Kid. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.